Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, representatives of the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's in Bristol. And with me tonight is Mary Kay Wright and Sandy Chabot. And welcome to both of you young ladies here in the program. We're going to find out a little bit about each of you and a little bit about the concert series and all the things that are going on. And this is going to be a special concert only because I guess I'm going to be in it. So I'm all excited about that. So
wonderful.
Welcome to you, Mary Kay. Let's start with you. What is your function at the St. Michael's Concert Series?
Well, I'm responsible for most of the publicity.
Okay.
And including social media and print.
Social media, that's where you take the soup can and you put a string on it and somebody else gets on the other end of the soup can and you shout.
Right, and that's probably more effective in a lot of ways, actually.
So you're involved with the merchandising and or the advertising and so forth and getting the word out about the concert series. And this is a program that's been going on for a lot of years. I know I've been involved in a couple of them in the past. How many years exactly has the concert series been going?
This is our 14th year. It would have been our 15th if it hadn't been for the pandemic last year.
Well, we won't count that. So let's just say it's the 15th year.
We've been together.
We started
for 15
years ago, right?
So, yeah. Right.
Yeah, uh-huh. So there you go. Mm-hmm. So let's look at it that way. Yeah. And Sandy, how about you? What is your role within the organization?
Well, first of all, my role is trying to find the talent that we have in our series. And that is great fun. And we try to stick pretty much to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. But this year we're having a group from New Jersey. And the Brass Roots Trio, and we've had them before. They're fantastic. So first of all, finding the talent, negotiating their fees, that's a bit challenging for me. Okay. I'm not too good with money, but that situation. And then I belong to St. Michael's Parish, so I'm the coordinator between the church and the performances.
All right, so the venue is actually the church itself.
That's right.
St. Michael's in Bristol, which is located at 399 Hope Street. And most people that know anything about Bristol know where the church is. It's kind of a landmark in the center of town.
Well, actually, that is the address, but it is the corner of Hope and Church Street. So you can't hardly miss it.
Can't miss it. Right, there you go. And we're talking about a concert that's going to be in about 3 weeks on November 20th, which will be featuring the Narragansett Bay Chorus, and which most of our audience knows I'm a member of, and proud to be there that night along with my quartet, Trade Secret. So we look forward to that opportunity, and we're going to have a great time on that. The concert you spoke of earlier, the Brass Trio, is going to be coming in the spring, in April, right?
That's right.
And then there's one in the middle in March, Room Full of Blues.
Now, well, a lot of people know about Room Full.
A lot of people know about Room Full of Blues, and they're almost as famous as Narragansett Bay Chorus.
That's right. Local fellas are our prime target. We love to have local talent.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, let's find out a little bit about you while we've got just a minute or two to go here before we play some music and get a little bit about your background. And Mary Kay, are you a Rhode Island person for a long time?
Yeah, we've been here for 40 years. We came from Wisconsin. That's really my roots.
Yeah.
We have been thrilled to be living in Rhode Island all this time. My husband, we came because of teaching at the Roger Williams University. So
I remember him. I went to, well, he probably wasn't teaching when I was there, but
really? Did you go there?
I did. Never to the Bristol campus. It was downtown.
Oh,
that's
right.
How old I am.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yep.
You must be my age.
Well, let's not get to details now.
No details necessary about that. But so you've been around for quite a while in the Bristol area, and did you have any interest in music in school? Is that perhaps why you got involved in this, or just what caused you to get into the concert series?
Oh, lots of reasons. I mean, well, I've been singing a lot in my life, of course, in high school and community singing groups, and then in piano, 10 years of piano, and our three sons were all involved in music, both singing and instrumental, all throughout their school years.
Okay.
So it was a natural for me to stay involved with music as much as I can.
You weren't the Mary from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No. How'd you guess?
Okay. That's why you added the K, so that people wouldn't know and bother you all the time. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Sandy, how about you? What's your involvement with music?
Well, I moved here from Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, in 2002. And all my life, I'd dreamed about living near the water. Champaign-Urbana is cornfields all the way around.
Yeah.
And moving here was thrilling. And every day I'm thankful that I live in Bristol. Just love it.
Even on the 4th of July?
Even on the 4th of July, yes. It walks right past my front porch.
There you go.
And I became a member at St. Michael's Church, and they had a music series at the time. I'm a voice major. I'm a voice teacher. I was a voice major and in college, and I've been a voice teacher all my life and choral director all my life. So joining St. Michael's, they had a little series, and then their director moved away. So I said, let's continue the series and let's expand it to the degree we can. So we've had a wonderful time, and our mission statement is to bring high quality music to the of several genres to the East Bay, and I think that's what we've been doing and still are.
Excellent, and it's cool. I'm very happy to see you excited about it.
Oh, so
that's
I
a good
am.
Thing. That's a good thing. All right, let's get to a piece of music to kind of set the tone a little bit. The Narragansett Bay Chorus will be performing along with a few quartets, including my own Trade Secret, as I mentioned. And some of the songs you're going to hear in tonight's program are the songs that we might be performing, but not necessarily being performed by us on this recording. So I have some friends of mine in a quartet called Max Q, and they're going to do a song now which most people are familiar with called Shenandoah.
How I long to see my home, my Shenandoah away. across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you.
Singing by the group Max Q and the song Shenandoah, which you can hear on November 20th, 7:30 p.m. at St. Michael's in their concert series. And we want to find out a little bit about how to get tickets and more information. How would they do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. We have a store in downtown Bristol called Paper Packaging and Panache where people can come and buy tickets in person there.
Walk right up the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
Can they pay cash?
Yeah, it has to be cash at the store.
Wow, that's amazing.
Or you can go to our website, which is ccs@atsm.org, and click on tickets, and there is a link, an Eventbrite link to buy tickets online with your credit card. There's also an even more old-fashioned way to do it. You can click on a link and download a form and mail it in with your check.
There you go. All right.
Or the last way is to buy tickets at the door, which there usually are tickets available at the door. Not always, but... The trick is it's $25 at the door, whereas it's just $20 in advance.
Ah, so you can save some money ordering advance either by going downtown and picking them up at the store or going right online. And if you can't remember that website, just if you check out Community Concert Series at St. Michael's, Google that, it'll come up. You don't have to worry about all the initials that way, and you'll find a way to order. So let's get one more song in before we take our first break. Here's a song by that same group, Max Q. This one is a little bit peppier. A lot of people remember this from the big band days, called Sing, Sing, Sing. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Whoa, now that you've discovered that the music goes round and round, well, don't forget to remember, you've got a swing in this man's tongue.
When the music goes around, everybody swings in this man's tongue.
Everybody sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing, la da da, whoa. Now you're singing with a swing.
Sing, 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 sing.
Everybody start to sing,
la da da da, whoa.
Now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. Here is something you should know. Ho, ho, baby, ho, ho, ho. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La, da, da, whoa, whoa, ba, do. You're singing with a swing.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're singing with a swing, swing, swing. It's got a swing.
Yeah, now I got good news. For losing the blues, you better just get loose. Wait till the music goes around and round. It goes around and round and then you round
to the sound as the rhythm goes around. When you feel it, you just get down.
Swing it all around and round. Swing it till you feel the rhythm rocking. Then you gotta get down.
Sing,
sing, sing it with a swing. And everybody just get down. Yeah, don't you feel that beat? Can't you hear that sound?
Every time it goes around, around, you gotta get down, get down, get down. When you hear the sound, everybody sing. Yeah, it's got a swing.
When you hear the music going around,
shake, shake, shake it all over the town.
Here's a little secret you wanna know.
Swing, swing, swing it around.
You gotta swing that rhythm all over the town.
With a la da da and a whoa, every time you hear that sound. Yeah, you gotta swing, 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 swing. Everyone get down and swing it around, swing it around, swing it around, swing it around, swing it all around. Yeah, you gotta swing, swing it all around in this man's town. Get down.
Welcome back to the Mary Kay Wright and Sandy Chabot Show. That kind of works very well.
It
does. I love it.
Actually, it's a program this evening talking about the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's, and Mary Kay and Sandy are here representing the series, if you will, and talking about things that are going to be happening. Narragansett Bay Chorus will be performing along with quartets on Saturday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. The church is right in downtown Bristol, on the corner of Church and Hope Street, so it's easy to find, and hope you turn out, and we'll give you more information about how to get tickets and other things. But before we do that, Sandy, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that you probably didn't have any concerts last year, right?
Well, we know that the entire world of performing arts was was trying to do things from their own living rooms and not in public spaces. It was a difficult, very emotionally difficult year for the performing arts and those people who love to come to concerts.
Sure.
We all had to be patient and to be wise in trying to get through this pandemic. One of the things that we are joining all of our colleagues in the performing arts in doing is requiring that people show their card that they have had the vaccine.
Proof of vaccination.
Proof of vaccination. And also requiring that the audience wear masks. It's kind of a drag. None of us like it. But the outcome of safety is our goal. And so we'll be watching the Narragansett Bay Chorus singing without masks and singing joyfully, but we need to be masked and vaccined.
As most theaters are doing, I know that the Providence Performing Arts Center is doing that. I know that Theater by the Sea did that this summer for their last concerts.
It's universal.
It's universal right now. So hopefully down the road that won't be the case, but right now that is the case. And we're talking about the Narragansett Bay Chorus performing. We've been listening to some music, that songs that might be performed that night. And I'm going to go to another one right now, which is one of my favorites, actually. The particular group that is singing is not the Narragansett Bay Chorus. It's a combination of two quartets. Both of them are world champion quartets. One is Gas House Gang out of Missouri, and the other one is Vocal Spectrum. And they put together this arrangement of Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to she once was a true love of mine. Have her find me an acre of land. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Things that we want to talk about is the fact that this concert series is sponsored by the people that buy tickets and go to the show, and not necessarily by grants or by businesses and so forth, although I'm sure it takes a village, but it's very important that if you want to support this kind of music, you get out and come to the, buy a ticket to the show, come to the show. And Sandy, there's lots of things that they might want to know. First off, Bristol's going to be very busy that night, so I want to get back to you about parking. But I want to ask Mary Kay, why is Bristol going to be very busy that night?
Well, one of my favorite weekends of the whole year is our annual holiday preview night that always happens the weekend before Thanksgiving. And so on Friday and Saturday night, that weekend, from 5 to 9, all the stores are open. And they have hors d'oeuvres and drinks and
refreshments are served.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. The whole community comes out and walks up and down and sees your friends and neighbors and enjoys the stores.
Right.
And so the night of the concert, 5 o'clock, you could come in for the holiday preview in downtown and then go straight into the concert at 7:30, right in the middle of the downtown area. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent. And if people are doing that, they do have to find a place to park, right, Sandy?
Yes, parking is a challenge sometimes. And we don't have a church parking lot, so people are parking on the side streets and around and about. There are two small town parking lots that are accessible, and I think it's good. I think the best advice is to get there early,
right,
so that you can find a spot. And also, we notify our many fine restaurants in Bristol, and we notify them of the concert, mm-hmm, and that there will be additional people in town so they can have extra staff on hand.
Excellent.
So we try to make it a real wonderful evening for our visitors, and connected with this open store business and the Christmas decorations and everything, it should be a highlight on many counts,
okay,
ending with the concert.
Well, there you go. All right. So let's take advantage of all those things and get out and support the concert series at St. Michael's. Going to go to another song now. This one written by Sammy Kahn and performed by Frank Sinatra many times. That's the way most people think of it. It's one of the songs that the Narragansett Bay Chorus will be doing that night, and it's entitled All the Way.
Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue seas, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who
If you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you. All the way. All
I love you all the way.
If you let me love you, sure I'm gonna love you
The Community Concert Series at St. Michael's in beautiful downtown Bristol is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino and very pleased to be sitting with Mary Kay Wright, representative of the Concert Series, and Sandy Chabot, who has, I guess, been with the Concert Series and one of the main forces behind that for many years now, 15 years to be specific. And the Narragansett Bay Chorus will be performing on November 20th at 7:30. We've talked about parking and how to get there and how to get tickets, and we'll recap the ticket situation in a few minutes. But I want to talk about putting a show like this and a concert series like this together takes a lot of people, correct, Mary Kay?
Yes, that's right. I mean, in addition to Sandy, who has been our chair and the driving force behind this whole endeavor for 15 years, really. So in addition to the two of us, we have a board of directors, a 9-person board of directors, who also are wonderful people who help with the whole planning and preparation of this series. And we also have we award a scholarship every year to at least one or more $1,500 scholarships to students who are planning to major in a music-related field. And so we have a scholarship committee from this board that reviews their applications every year. And we also tried to highlight a student music group every concert and right after the intermission that will perform in the genre of whatever the music that night is.
Right.
So.
It's a wonderful program, and it's obviously great work in trying to support music and music students. And I know that's. That's a great thing. We try to do the same thing at the Narragansett Bay Chorus. We have scholarship programs that we're giving out also. So come down and check it out. It's going to be a fun concert that night. My quartet, Trade Secret, will be there. Several other quartets will be performing along with the chorus. So it should be a fun night listening to a lot of music that you may know or some you may not know. You never know what people are familiar with. I also want to mention that the concert series is going to next take place in March with Roomful of Blues, so we'll check that out next March 5th. That's going to be there as part of the concert series, and then shortly after that, the Brass Roots Trio will be returning, and that's going to be on April 30th. Let's get to another piece of music. This is one of the songs that will be performed by the chorus. This is written by a man named Charlie Chaplin, believe it or not. And a lot of people don't realize that when they hear this song, but it really was. And it's simply entitled Smile.
We hope we've given you a laugh, a chuckle, or a smile. And we'd like to say goodbye with a song written by the man known as the Clown with a Heart. That man, Charlie Chaplin. The song... Smile.
When your world is turned around, why not smile? Don't wear a frown. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, by, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you'll just smile. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? Oh, you'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Sandy, I know that after being involved for all these years putting on the concert series, we've talked several times about the church and how important it is as a facility, but there's also a lot of people involved in the church and things that you have to help you make this concert series a little bit better, correct?
Yes, sir. St. Michael's is a big church in a small town, and we can seat about 300-plus people, and it's 300 years old. Hmm. The fascinating part about the construction of the church, in addition to its beauty, is the acoustics. And every talent that performs there in our concert series said, gee, we'd love to come back. Your audience is so enthusiastic, and your acoustics are great. So for the Narragansett Bay Chorus, when 30-plus men are singing, it should resound in the church. They don't need microphones. And also, the hospitality of our pastor, Michael Horvath, and our staff is very supportive. So the church has reached out to bringing good music, wonderful music, into town. And I think that's a big plus, both for St. Michael's, for the church, and for our audiences.
Well, I look forward to it. I know that I've had the privilege of performing there before, and it was great. It's a great venue. It's a great place to sing. It's a great place to be inspired.
Yeah,
and,
I think so.
It's very nice. And that time of year, tying that all together with the shopping that can take place or the dinner downtown Bristol. And Mary Kay, if people want more information about tickets, they can go to your website, right? And I found out during that last song that they can even do it the old-fashioned way. They can crank up the phone and give you a phone call.
You can call me personally, directly, at 401-253-6084 with questions.
There you go. All right. So tickets are available. If you order now, they're only $20. And at the door, they're $25. So save yourself some money there and have an extra dessert at one of the restaurants in town.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in, Sandy and Mary Kay, for bringing us this opportunity to find out more about the St. Michael's concert series. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, it's been a great deal of fun and very helpful.
Okay, we're going to go out with some music that's a little bit different. We're going to go out with some non-barbershop music, but the director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus for many years is a man named Bob O'Connell, and Bob and I have sung together for over 20 years, and he's been directing the chorus, and he does most of the arrangements that we do, the arrangements of Smile and Scarborough Fair and All the Way and all those kind of things that you're going to hear. A lot of those are his. And I thought it might be nice to go out with some songs from one of his CDs. He is a professional musician and has several CDs that are available to be purchased. And they are not barbershop. They are what we're going to listen to is original compositions by Bob on a CD called Prelude to a Dream. He's a pianist, and you'll hear his arrangements and these songs as we go out. Hope to see you all at St. Michael's on November 20th, 7:30 p.m.
Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.